Bezras Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Mem Dalid is about an object which is a kli shemelachto le'iser. Take, for example, a camera, which by nature is only used for one purpose. It's only used to be a camera. In contrast, as we'll develop, if we're talking about a cell phone that's used for a few things, people use their cell phone not only for an isur to talk on the phone, to dial, but they also might glance at their phone even without touching it, if it's sitting on a table, to see the time. What we're going to discuss is how does the halacha view an object that's melachto is le'isur, but also only used for that purpose. Tosas in the bottom of Mem Dalet Amid Beis and Dibra Maschil Ha suggests that the sugya, which had discussed mitash yichta lemos, that a bed that is designated is set aside for money, the sugya was not only saying that according to Reb Yehuda it would be mukta, however it would be mukta even according to Rebbe Shimon. And the reason for this, even though Rebbe Shimon holds that Rav Shechter told me that he heard from Rav Soloveitchik, and this could be found in Rav Shechter's notes, which I helped edit in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Memhei Amud Aleph, that he explained this Tosas on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, that since the bed is miyuchad lemos, remember it was being used as a safe or cash register, and wasn't used for any things, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that something that's not muchan for anything except for that purpose has a din of mukta machmas gufo. And for that reason, a keli that's only used for one thing is going to be mukta. It is for this reason that the Aruch HaShulchan in Simin Reish Ayin Tes Sif Aleph gives the following halacha. He says a leichter, a candelabra, which doesn't have any purpose except for holding candles, whether candles are lit in it or night and not, whether the candles were lit bein hashmashos is not relevant. A leichter will always be mukta. Why? Because it is something that is designated for an iser role, and it's not used for any purpose, and therefore, even Rabbi Shimon agrees to the rule of mikta machmas gufo, and we consider it mukta machmas gufo, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Hence, when I asked Rav Shechter this past year when he was in Eretz Yisrael about a camera and other things, what its status would be, he referred to the Shita of Tosas and the Hezber of Soloveitchik, which fits beautifully in the Mahalach of the Aruch HaShulchan. It seems to me that this is also the explanation of the Or Zaruah in Os Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos when discussing Mukta. Within this opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, this position is also the position of Rabbeinu Tam, it seems, on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph in Tosas Dibra Maschil Ha Rebbe Nechemia. But despite the fact that this is found in the Aruch HaShulchan Halacha L'maisa, in order to flesh this out for a halacha that would be Shavel Chol Nefesh, one would need to see in Shulchan Aruch how we paskin. In Simin Shin Yud Siv Zayin, the Mechaber has our halachos in regards to Mita. Mita sheyesh la mos, if there's a bed that has money on it, or if there was money on it bein hashmashos, the halacha is one is not allowed to move that bed all of Shabbos. The migud is katzoy bein hashmashos is katzoy lekula yom. However, says the Mechaber, if there's no money on top of it right now, and there was no money on it on bein hashmashos, so then in such a case, it's mutter to be metalta. However, Rabbeinu Tam's position, the sheet of the Balitosis that we saw before, is brought in by the Ramah. V'yesh osrim b'yichel l'kach. There are some who prohibit if it was something that was designated for money. The Ramah does conclude, miu l'tzarech kufo l'tzarech mekom omutter. In other words, the Ramah has designated a item that is used particularly for a malacha purpose, as having the status of a kli shemelachto le'iser, and one can move it, letzarech gufo, letzarech mekomo. The Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Hay strongly disagrees. He quotes the Shita of the Tosos, and he says that the Rosh that quotes this halacha says that it's like expensive weaving utensils that are usher to move, letzarech gufo, uletzarech mekomo. Therefore, it seems that this is how the Mishnah Berurah paskins Mikur Dedina, that if one has an expensive item or an item that's not normally used on Shabbos itself, so then in such a case, the item cannot be used, not only to move it mechamel itzel, from the shade to the sun, but even normally a hammer, if it's sitting somewhere and you want to move it because you want to sit there, so then in such a case, you're allowed to move it letzarech mekomo. That would not be acceptable when it comes to something like a camera. This is the position of Rav Nevinsal as well. I heard this from him, and it can be found in the Sefer B'Yitzchak Yikarei on the first two pages of Simen Shin Ches, on page 208 in the standard Mishnah Berurah on the B'Yitzchak Yikarei Dibur HaMaskil Kli, as well as on page 209 and page Kuf Hei and Dibur HaMaskil Shemi Yachedes. In the back of the Sefer, in the Harchavos, the last page of the Harchavos of Chelek Gimel, on Harchava La'amud 208, Rav Nevinsal introduces another perspective, which he claims is the position of the Gra. And that is that there is reason to be machmir with this camera, because if it doesn't have any purpose on Shabbos, you would not use it like a telephone, a mobile phone, a cell phone, to check up the time, but you use it only for taking pictures. In such a case, then it has no purpose on Shabbos, and it has a din of muktza machmas gufa. There would be a nafkamina between Rav Nevinsal's position, which we also saw was the position of Rav Soloveitchik and the Ar Zeruah within the Shita of Tosos, versus the simple reading of the Magen Avram. According to the Magen Avram, it would only be those utensils, those objects, a camera, that a person will not use because it's expensive and it's only used for one purpose, then it falls into the category of Muktza Machmas Chisarin Kis. That means a camera can't be moved because it's valuable and it only has one purpose, and that's why the Magen Avraham disagrees. A mita shiichta lemos is considered muktzah machmas chisaron kis because it's designated for that purpose. However, according to Rav Nevinsal's position, what will emerge is that it would be usher not only to move an expensive camera, it would be prohibited even to move a disposable camera. And the reason it would be prohibited, or one of the Avrichim and Tivari suggested, a toy from China that is very, very cheap, is not expensive, one of these Chinese toys that you buy two for a dollar, but it has a battery inside of it, and one would not use it on Shabbos, it would not only be judged from the perspective of Muktza Machmas Chisaron Kis, but if it has no purpose, it falls into the category of Muktza Machmas Gufo. Therefore, we have a big stringency that seems to be the position of many. Rav Nevinsal also claims the opinion of the Gra and Yoredeya in Reish Samach Vav, and that is that any time the object has no purpose on Shabbos, it could very well be it's no longer a klisha malach doliisa, which could be moved letzarech gufo letzarech mekomo. But like the Aruch HaShulchan had written in regards to the candelabras, then one would not be allowed to move these objects letzarech mekomo as well. Not only because of muktza machmas chisaron kis, but because of muktza machmas gufo. A final note, I did find that this position of the simple reading of the Magen Avraham, that would be usher as Muktza Machmas Chisaron Kis, as explicit in the Sefer Tehillah David, who, in Simen Reish Samach Vav, Osches, who quotes the Bala Mor in the Dapim of the Rif, on page 132 in the Dapim of the Rif, corresponding to Daf Kuf Nun Dalid, and discussed, this Bala Mor is discussed by the Rajba as well, on that sugya, within the context of Mevatel Kli Mehechano. However, what will emerge from the Ar Zeruah, the Tosas according to Rav Soloveitchik, and what seems to be the position of Rav Nevinsal, that would be Muktza Machmas Gufo, one would not be allowed to move it, even Letzarech Mekomo as well. Finally, Rav Nevinsal pointed out, a Kli Shemelachto Leheter, in other words, a picture that one is careful to leave it in a particular place, in such a case qualifies as Muktza Machmas Chisaron Kis, and this Rav Nevinsal quoted from Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, again in the previous Mar Mekomos. So if one is machmir not to move a photograph around, there's an expensive, beautiful photograph or painting, so then in such a case, that will qualify as muktza machmas chisarin kis. However, if one is not miyachid its makom, Rav Nevinzal says, if it's a klisha malach dola hester, then it will have no problem. If it's a klisha malach dola iser that has only one purpose, Rav Nevinzal was added to what we had seen from the Kadmonim, that would be aser to move even Letzarach Munkomo. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha implications of Sugya Mita Shechta Lamos and the halachos of a item that is only used for one purpose, which is prohibited on Shabbos, that it will be prohibited to move even Letzarach Munkomo.